Vav Kamu, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes. We're going to learn now the protim of the din of Shortam is Mishalim Chazik Nezek Migufay. Two halachas. First of all, that he pays Chatzin Nezek, not Nezek Sholim. And that's Gufay, not Mealiyah, that's not a Chiv out of pocket. The Chiv is Chal on the shore, and the Nizik, the victim, only has a right to be Teufis, a partnership, or even the whole shore, depending on the amount of value of the damage. Shor shav amone, shenogach shor shav amasayim. A shor that's worth 100 was negech a shor shav amasayim. Ve'en hanveli yofa klum. The Mishnah adds one important detail, is that the shor that was damaged was worth 200, but the damage is the full 200, because the nevela was so badly smashed up, it's not worth anything. That means, if the nevela was worth something, then we would minus that from the amount of damage. We don't cheshbon that into the damage. So then, there we have a clean cheshbon, 100, he damaged 200, half of 200 is 100, he takes the whole shor. Shor shavu masayim, shenogach shor shavu masayim. This is a little bit more complicated. And again, the damage is 200, ve'en anaveli yofa klum. Amr Reb Meir, al zeh ne'emar, this is what the Torah says, that when Reuven shor damaged Shimon shor, he was negeach, so it's a tam. Umochus hashor achai v'chotzu es kaspoi. The Torah says, sell the shor, and they become partners. Since it's a $200 mazik, a $200 nizik, the damage is 100, so now, l'chayra, divide the shor, which was mazik, into two equal parts. Now, why do you have to sell the shor? Maybe they should become partners in the shor itself, so that we have to know. But the Torah Lamaisa says, Umochus hashor achai v'chotzu es kaspoi. It's the sale of the shor that fetches the 200, of which 100 is paid to the Nizik. Amalei Reb Yehuda v'chein halacha. Is that taka the halacha? Kiyamto, Umochus hashor achai v'chotzu es kaspoi. V'loi kiyamto, there's another part of the pasuk that you weren't mekayim. V'gamas hameis yechtzu. This is, we said twice, ven al neveli of a klum, which means that the damage was completely the value of the shor hanizik. But the Torah is not talking about such a case. The Torah says, umochus hashor achai v'chotzu es kaspi v'gamis hameis yechtzu. So first of all, before we know what the machlokes tanoim is, let's see Reb Yehuda's version of what the pasuk is talking about. Ve'eze, where's the pasuk talking about? Ze shor shav masayim, shenog shor shav masayim. A 200, a nizik of 200. Vanaveli yofa chamishim zuz. So the damage was 150. But look how he reads the pasuk. Shezenoitl chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis, v'zenoitl chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. He sees, Reb Yehuda sees the damage as being in the 200. So the chiv is 100. Split the shor that was mazik. V'gamas hameis yechtzun zenoitul chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis v'zenoitul chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis. Now, first of all, there's a whole back and forth over here in the Gemara with Brises about the shaila between the Yehuda and Remeir Pshan the Pasuk. Reb Yehuda is understanding that v'gamas hameis yechtzun says that besides for splitting the shor that did the damage, the shor amazik, the Pasuk has to be talking about a case where there's value to the mace, and the yechtzun's going on that. The Gemara explains that according to Reb Meir, the gamas hameis yechtzun is not kipshuta. We're not talking about the dead shor. It's not part of the story. What we're talking about over here, the gamas hameis yechtzun, is the misos yechtzun. There would be a mokum to explain, he says, that when the Torah says, umochus hashor achai v'chotzu es kaspoi, that doesn't necessarily have to be talking about a case where it's 200 with damage of 100 to split the shor. Maybe every time a shor mazik, a shor tam is mazik, you divide the shor in half. Maybe that's the knas. Always to divide the shor hamazik between the mazik and the nizik. So on that, the Torah says, clarification, v'gamas hameis yechtzun, the misa, the damage, not the mace, the dead shor, the dead body, the carcass. V'gamas hameis, the misa, the damage that was incurred by the shor, by the victim, yechtzun is half to be paid. Shor tam pays chatzi nezik. Yehuda holds no. V'gamas hameis yechtzun is mashmo talking about something else, not a clarification of the first part of the pasuk. So that's the back and forth about how to read the pasuk. Kipshutai, not kipshutai. But what's really the machlokes between Yehuda and Reb Meir? L'chayra, they're just arguing how to read the pasuk, but the bottom line is the same. So the Rav brings from the Gemara that we're talking about a case where Be'emesin, when the Shoshav Masayim was Negech, the Shoshav Masayim, the value of the carcass was klum, nothing. Then there was some type of need. Somebody needed skin or meat to feed klovim, satzich gemacht, a value for the dead behema. And the Shaila is now, how does that factor in? Rabbi Yehuda holds that chatzi shvach nevela belongs to the mazik. And Mamela, when the mazik is coming to pay the nizik, you have to slash off the value of the hezik, the shvach of the nevela. Comes out that the dmeya hezik was only kefi the differential between the full value of the shard, 200 before it was smashed up, and the shvach. Let's say it went up to 50, so now the damage is 150. Divide that in 75. That's how much he has to pay. And you use the mace, the shvach of the mace, to pay off part of the differential. Ramey argues on this. Ramey holds Hezekai. Right now you damaged. There was a mace mazik that damaged the shor worth Masayim. He's worth nothing now. That's it. There's a chalois of 100. And Ramey will take the shor hachai, split it, 100 for him, 100 for him, an exact shotvis. The fact that then satzach gemach, the dead animal, who's the dead animal belong to? It's worth nothing, but lamaisa, whatever it is, it belongs to the nizik. That it was mashbiach afterwards, that belongs to the nizik. The mazik owes a full 100. The shvach nevela that was nisava afterwards belongs to the nizik. So that is the machloikis. Now it's important to point out that we already discussed in the first parak that there's a halacha of a mace, which is the more usual case, where a dead animal that was smashed up depreciates, not becomes worth more. Lama zogin that the sheriff that was worth 200 was negech a sheriff worth 200, and then al yedei the negicha, now the dead animal is worth 50. Very quickly the animal will deteriorate, it decomposes, and now it's not worth anything. So what is the chiv? Is the chiv on the full 200 because the whole thing is his fault? Or the chiv is only on the 150 because b'shas negicha, that's where it was worth. So we have exes hakosav in the context of bor, and for sure that's the way it is. Shortam, the Gemara understands for a davar pashut, that everybody agrees b'chi gavna the damage is 150, and Mamela he owes 75. So according to Reb Yehuda, both ways are going to work for the mazik, and according to Reb Meir, in the case of shvach nevela, that's going to be for the nizik's benefit. In the case of pchas nevela, that's going to work for the mazik's benefit. Now, we have to add one nekud over here that's not mufurish in the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, is by Shoshav Amona Shenogach Shoshav Masayim, the Maisa, the din of the Nizik, is Noitel Sashor, he takes the Shor. And we explained that the din of a Shor Tam, that's Chayv Migufoy, is that the Chalois Chiv is not Chal on the Mazik at all, it's Chal in the Guf HaShor. This is what's called in the Gemara, this is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva that holds Yuchlat HaShor, Hachlota Miloshin, it's final. Al Yedei the Etzemai Semazik, the Chalois Chiv is Beguf HaShor, it's Chal Abaylus of the damaged party in the Guf HaShor. Morchus HaShor V'chotzu is Kaspoy. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel holds not that way. Yushom HaShor, it becomes like a Shibud, which means that Avada, the Etzem Chiv is Chal on the Mazik. However, if the mazik doesn't want to pay, the nizik has first recourse to a shor. Now, this is a chiddush because in Hilchos Shibudim, the mazik always has a right to push the nizik around, and he could tell him, no, you'll take from that piece of land, from that. Here, no. If you don't want to pay out of pocket right now, I'm taking your shor. What's the pshat? The pshat is what's called, it's similar to what's called Beloshna Gemara Napoitiki. Apoitiki means when Reuven owes Shimon money. So again, if Reuven doesn't want to pay cash, so Reuven has a right to push Shimon, like we said, and say he wants him to take that piece of kaka. He can pay with whatever he wants to pay. There is, however, a metzias called Napoitiki, which Poitekoi, over here it is. A person can be miyachid, one specific property. People do it all the time. One specific house, property, bank account, that from there will be paid the choiv. That's what happens to the shor. Even though there's no bailus in the shor, but the shibud is specifically on the shor, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so there's no din noitel sashor.
There's a din that if he doesn't want to pay in cash, so then his first recourse is that he can force his hand and noitel zashot. The pshuta shal Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Mishnah Yud. Yesh chayv al maise shoyroi, upotur al maise atzmoi. The Mishnah is going to contrast over here chiyuve shor hamazik and odom hamazik. We've had a number of discussions back and forth between these two forms of chiyuvim. The Mishnah is going to make a contrast. There are those cases where the maise shoyroi is more chomer maise atzmoi, which is not the pashtus. Potur al maise shoyroi, that would be more the pashtus, v'chayv al maise atzmoi. Could be chayv al ma'aseh atzmi more than ma'aseh shoyre. Shoyre shebiyesh potter. We're going to have Mitzvah Hashem, the eighth parak, there's a chiv called boishes. One of the five things by a choyvel, not where somebody is mazik b'moin shel chaver, somebody is choyvel gufo shel chaver, is chayv nezik tzari p'shev is boishes. Boishes is the discomfort level al yidei whatever damage was incurred. We'll learn more details in Mitzvah Hashem, the eighth parak. And that doesn't have to be dafka ma'isa chavol. If a person goes and he pulls somebody's ears, he slaps him barabim, he spits in his face, there's also a boishes level. So a chavola that caused also boishes, sure, does not have that din. That's a din dafka be odom ha-mazik. It's a knas, not regular monetary value. It's a din ter, the ter imposed by odom ha-mazik. So shor shebiyesh is potted. There is no such din. V'hu shebiyesh, chayv. This refers to a din where, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, an Eved Kenani is owned by his Odoin forever. We learned in Maseches Kedushin. His Yotzo, however, the Eved Kenani can go out free if the Odoin abused him. Maybe he didn't abuse him, maybe he was right, he gave him a Zetz to force him to work. But Lamaisa, he knocked out one of his Rosh Yevorim. Doesn't only have to be a finger or a toe, it could be even he blinded him, or even if he knocked out his tooth. Sima Yisene, he blinded his eye, v'hippo l'shina, he knocked out a tooth. So it's yitzia b'rosh e'evarim. A tooth is also rosh e'evarim. So that din is a din only by an odoin that did that to an eved. Shor doesn't have that din. V'hu shesima yisene avde, v'hippo l'shina chayv. If a shor will be choyvel ba'ovah v'imoy, if his shor went loose and gave his father a zetz, his father could be teveh mevezin, not kishmak, but his father could do it. The reason for this is because it's a din of kom le'bidirab mineh. We learned about this extensively in the third parak in Ksubis, where the halacha is that if somebody does one ma'isa that has an oynish chomer and an oynish kal. For argument's sake, in this case, there's an oynish in the maisa that he did, which is mechayv misa and momen. Misa or momen, the halacha is his chayv misa, and the momen is not chayv. Exact parameters of how this din works, ayin shom and ksubas daf in the third parak. Whether this din is that he's not chayv at all, or it's a din that Bezdin doesn't force payment. Vinishvi, there's no din in Bezdin that he's chayiv. Shchov abov v'imoy, in Pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, that he's chayiv misa. His chayiv misa is chenek. So the chayiv misa of the Maisa Chavolo will pater the chayiv momen. However, by a shor, he's certainly not chayiv misa on his shor shchov abov v'imoy, so the chayiv momen stays intact. The same idea is true in the next case. Shor yishahidlik sagodish b'shabbos chayiv, his shor put on fire a godish, his chayiv. However, who shehid lekas hagodish b'shabbos? If he lit, he committed arson on Shabbos, he lit a fire burning down somebody's barn. It's a chayiv skila, it's a chayiv Shabbos. So heyoyse, it's a chayiv skila, so memela potem neshum is chayiv v'nafshe, kom le'vidirabine, like we just said. L'maisa, the Gemara adds an interesting piece. Let's think about it for a second. When he's being madly godish b'shabbos, the way he'd be chayiv skila is if he has kavona to do a ma'aseh chilul Shabbos, and he got asro. So how is that a comparison to a shor? A shor doesn't get asro, and he certainly doesn't mean to be mechal Shabbos. Animals are not mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara understands we have to be talking about a similar case. In order to make a contrast, you have to be talking about the same type of case. The shor is madlik Shaloi Kavona to Mimchal Shabbos, he also is burning down somebody else's barn. He means to do a Maisa Mazik. He doesn't mean to do a Maisa Chil Shabbos. And Vafilo Hochi, this didn't come Lebi the Rab Mine. This is consistent with the din that the Gemara learns out over there in the third Perek in Ksubis, where the din that a Maisa Hamachayiv Misa patters from Momin is not only when he's amazing and he actually gets the Einish HaChomer, but even where he's a Shoigig, where he doesn't get an Einish. He would have gotten an Einish if he would have been bemazed. But the Maisa that's done b'shoigig, since inherently the Maisa is a Maisa that could have incurred the Einish of Skila, so now that also has a din of Kamle b'dirabmine, that Maisa does not have a din of a Maisa Machayevis moment. There's an added detail which over here is not mufurish in the Gemara, problematic detail, and that is that burning down a barn, l'chor, is a Maisa Mekalkul. Based on Yisoides from Masechet Shabbos, Malachas Machshavos is only when it's a Maisa Mesakin. Malachas Machshavos also a Torah. Anything that's done in a damaging way is not Chayiv. The only reason why Soyser, or putting out a flame, is Chayiv, even though they're Maises of taking something apart, is only because it's Soyser Amanas Livnois, Mechabe Amanas Lahavir, Koireya Amanas Litvor. So Vosep is over here. He's burning down pure arson. As Voltzeroiz gesehen, it's Mufurish and Rashi, and this is not so poshut, that the din of Shoge Kemezid Legabe Kom Lebedirab Mine is true when the Maisa was done Ba'if, and not just it's a Shoge, it's missing in Kavona. If the Etzem Maisa is a different Maisa, it's a Maisa Mekalkal, not a Maisa Mesakin. Of Heyois, the Etzem physical act of lighting a fire can be sometimes a Maisa Chil Shabbos that would be Mechayev Skila, that also goes under the category of Shoyge Kemeza. It's a very big Chiddush, and it needs Iyun when one learns the Sugis of Kamlevi Diramine in the third Perek in Ksubis.